According to police spokesman Lieutenant Dave Parker, someone called Anchorage Crime Stoppers on August 5th with a tip. The person said that an assault being shown on the internet via YouTube had occurred in Anchorage. Parker said when the police watched the two sequential postings of the attack, filmed by the assailants themselves, they decided the case should include federal involvement.
The two videos were obtained by the detectives, and recognizing that there might be further implications, the Federal Bureau of Investigation was contacted. They conducted a joint investigation of the assault and what was going on behind the scenes there.
Behind the scenes means that the assault seems to have strong racial elements and could be a violation of the victim's civil rights. Parker, who has seen the video, says the police have not found any other explanation than a racial attack.
Basically, what we saw was a man who was just minding his own business walking down the street, and the dialogue between the two people who assaulted him was just appalling. Racial epithets were used and threats were made. The man was hit with bottles of water that were thrown, eggs, and then finally hands and feet were used to kick him and hit him. In one place in the video, after the first contact with the man and the first assault, the couple actually lays in wait, hiding around the corner of a building for the same victim to walk by again. And then they jump out and assault him again. So it was just appalling.
Neither tape shows the victim fighting back. All he did was ask to be left alone and at one point tried to shake hands with his attacker. The assault took place in downtown Anchorage. Thursday night, two Anchorage residents, Robert Gum, 19, and Deanna Powers, were arrested. Both Gum and Powers are white. The two alleged assailants were transported to Anchorage jail. Gum appeared in court late Friday afternoon, where he was charged with assault 4 and harassment. The former carries a possible penalty of $10,000 and up to a year in jail. The latter, a $5,000 fine and up to 90 days in jail. Powers posted bail and did not appear in court on Friday. She was arrested on the same charges. According to Assistant District Attorney Aaron Spurbeck, Gum has asked for a public defender because he has no job nor any money for an attorney. He will have a pretrial hearing on October 5th. Spurbeck says the FBI is still looking into whether or not the victim's civil rights were violated, and Lieutenant Parker said APD officers are also continuing their case.
The investigators have seized evidence at the home where apparently these two were living. That took place yesterday, concurrent with the arrest. They will be looking through that evidence and actually processing it, looking for any evidence of any other assaults. Our detective that I talked to said that he was pretty sure that there had been other similar assaults.
The victim in the video did not report the attack or go to the hospital. Police had to track him down from the video. The police now hope that if there are more victims, after hearing of the arrests, they will contact the authorities. The video has been removed from YouTube. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.